Hi, welcome to another podcast. This is a continuation of the last podcast, and I am changing it a little. I am titling this one, Keep the Energy Moving. Wow, isn't that the theme? With everything that is going on this planet right now, that a lot of people have communicated what they're experiencing, the challenges, the intensity of the energy, is such a wonderful time to not become complacent, to look at what are the things in your life you have been procrastinating on, where do you feel stuck? And I am right in there with you. I am having every imaginable opportunity to make the shifts and changes. And what is coming about as a result of that is magnificent. So a number of years ago, I talked about in different lectures, and I've written about this, the purification and the shift that is taking place, coming to the planet, that I received from my Hopi family. And we had spent many, many sessions talking about what was coming and what to be prepared for and how important to keep your body healthy and strong during these times. So that's what I'm addressing right now. We are truly, truly living in amazing times. This is such a great, perfect place for all of us to be in. And I believe we've all chosen to show up at this time on the planet. There are no accidents. And that we get to participate and be part of this huge rewiring and shifts that are taking place just globally, everywhere. No one is excluded from these experiences, depending on if somebody is choosing to resist change. That could be very, very difficult. And there's a truth, an old saying, what we resist will persist. And what I have personally experienced and come to a place of knowing that there are certain things in my life that are not working anymore. And there are certain things in my life I'm ready to raise the bar with. I'm ready to make the transitions and the changes that are necessary. And a lot of these come from lifetimes of old patterns, of old habits, of how I'm used to being, how I'm used to being treated. It goes so deep. And I hear this with a lot of people, and there's nothing to be shy about this, nothing to be embarrassed about with it. It's such a time to free up in our soul and be the living life we have come here to be. And in that process, there's an important awareness to not judge whatever the circumstances are, whatever it is that is happening with other people, but we can discern and we can be clear on what are the steps or what are the actions that are important for us to take personally. And that's listening to the inner messages we are getting. And we do get 1,000+ messages a day of mirrors that just keep reflecting, whether it's through signs, signal, voices, of what our intuition is guiding us to, what the divine purpose and plan is opening up for ourselves. But to take it down on more of a simpler note, the subtitle, I'll call it Just for Today. So just for today, what could be very powerful, what could be very important, might be your daily practice, your daily reprieve of getting out of bed. For me, I'll drink a big glass of water with lemon, maybe two glasses. I do my prayers, my meditation. I will fit in my exercise program. I may have some of my protein shake, everything I put into it before and after. And then I prioritize what is most important just for today and to flow with that, to have some sense of organization that can help you to still take the appropriate action necessary that you're taking care of your health physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, nutritionally. That I want to talk about that a minute. In the fall, it's a wonderful time to do cleansing of the parasites. And we have a product called Purisite. And I take it with the PuraCleanse, which for the full month, you can take three capsules three times a day. Start purging the parasites. Start purging out the attachments, the old debris that has accumulated in the body. This is a wonderful time to do that. Maybe just for today, you're going to make sure you have an apple twice a day, maybe a pear twice a day, some celery sticks, two, maybe two carrot sticks or a cucumber. Like, write it down. Instead of, again, becoming complacent or thinking too much what's going on with politics, what's going on in the world, simplify this to make sure you're still taking care of the most important person to love, to be kind with, to be good with, and that's yourself. That's the best thing you can do right now to help the world is practice what is important. Are you hydrating your body enough? Getting 6 to 8 glasses of water? Are your bowels moving? Are you getting fresh vegetables? Pray over your food. Last weekend, I went to the farmer's market. They have, you could fill up this bag for $10, all the vegetables. And that's what I did. That was the most loving thing I can do. And make some bone broth, throw vegetables in. I will have that for the whole week. What are you doing to really be gentle, be kind, nurture, take care of yourself? Keep your body moving. Keep taking the necessary steps. And try not to, maybe make a list with this, procrastinate on the small things. And I mean small things, brushing your teeth before going to bed, washing your sheets once a week, grooming, cleansiness. All of this fits into keeping the energy moving. How can you do that? Where, maybe? I made a list the other day, 5 items. Where am I wasting energy? Where is it stuck, blocked? Okay, on the other side of the paper, what are 5 things I can do to help keep moving this energy, help keep moving it up, moving it on? And this isn't staying busy, busy, busy so I can avoid feeling anything. No, there are a lot of feelings going on. There are a lot of emotions that are rising. But to feel them, acknowledge them without judgment, and to be so loving and gentle, and taking the appropriate, the best action you can to keep helping this energy to keep moving. There's so much light coming on the planet right now. It's just so significant, which is what we've been preparing for so long. And all this transformation is awesome. And it's very natural to go back to immediately think, uh-oh, something's wrong. Something's not going right. Is it because of this, this, this? What about because there are a lot of things going, really moving in a right, higher self direction. The other day, I had an experience. I had to laugh at myself. I was coming home from Denver. I stopped off to get a coffee. And when I backed up, I heard a crunch. And it was my back left fender. I hit a post. And it got out to sea, and it was paint. It was red post. I thought for sure I crunched the whole fender. It was just paint all down that side. But when I backed up, I was thinking a really not a nice thought. I was thinking a negative thought. And it wasn't the best feeling I was getting. And after I hit that post, I said, "That's enough, Judy. That's enough. You really can let this go with love. Just release it. Okay, have that feeling." And I was so thankful the fender wasn't smashed, just all this paint. So I called my neighbor and I said, "Dean, oh my gosh, I have all this red paint on the car. Any ideas?" He said, "No problem." He does car detailing. He said, "Bring it by when you get home." When I got home, he came out, had the paint off in no time, and there was just a few dings in the paint, the original paint of the car. And I went by the car dealer shop, and the mechanic said, "Oh, I just finished painting a car that same color. Here, I'll give you some extra paint, touch up." That was it. That was it. I said, I just want to keep flowing with this, move the energy forward. And what is the best feeling, the best thoughts I can send to myself, with anybody else? So a lot of these experiences, awarenesses are truly showing up for people. And to me, when these times happen, they are powerful gateways to what more we can do to serve others, what more we could do to love ourselves. And I love the statement, "How may I love more? How may I serve you more?" And that means the more judging less is loving ourselves more. And I think that's the theme that keeps showing up with moving this energy too. It's not to judge all the things going on as much as to accept and embrace and say, "Wow, okay, I'm clear now about that. I can move on with that because this is the appropriate action. I'm going to follow my intuition. This is what I'm going to do just for today." And I can feel good about that. I can feel good about, well, yes, I did wake up, drink the water, have my prayers. The bowels are moving. If the bowels aren't moving during this time, take extra PuraCleanse. Definitely everyone should be on the probiotics. This is a beautiful time to be taking the Puracyte for parasites. Amp up the most kind, healthy actions you can keep taking for yourself. So I leave this with you today. I wish every one of you a blessed day just for today. And I look forward to talking with you again soon.